Everybody get up. Vision View Sports Radio is woke.
10-year-old Miller Ben Davids. She won the Africa Continental Jiu-Jitsu Championship in the boys' division over the weekend. Miller has actually been acknowledged as the Sports Achiever of the Year at the Johannesburg Women in Sports Award hosted by the Footballing Girls. So it only makes sense that she is our...
Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she wonderful?
Isn't she wonderful?
This is our Woman Crush Wednesday.
Woman Crush Wednesday.
She certainly is our Woman Crush Wednesday, and she is on the line. Miller, welcome to Vision View Sports Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate chatting with you today.
It's a pleasure. You are literally our youngest Woman Crush Wednesday. So congratulations. We are crushing on your work, Miller. Miller, if you can just tell us about yourself, what made you join martial arts and who introduced you to it at what age? Because you're only 10.
So my name is Miller Ben David. I'm 10 years old. I am in grade 4, and I started martial arts when I was 5.5 years old.
Oh, Miller. And who taught you? Who was your coach?
Well, I have a lot of coaches, but my dad introduced me it when I was watching TV in the Judo Olympics in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me to the gym, and then when I went there, I really loved it, and I never missed any training. And also a very fun sport to do, especially to defend yourself.
I am so glad that you are doing so well in martial arts. But what exactly do you specialize in for someone, Miller, who's sitting at home and they don't understand what martial arts is?
Well, I do different types of styles of martial arts. I do jiu-jitsu, judo, Muay Thai, and boxing. But my main focus is jiu-jitsu because I train every day.
Oh, I see. And what belt do you wear currently?
Well, I'm a yellow black in jiu-jitsu and orange in judo.
And how does one achieve the black belt? Because I think it's very hard to get, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, first of all, you need to come a lot to the training, mm-hmm, and be very dedicated to jiu-jitsu. And maybe you can get a black belt maximum of the age of 20 in 10 years.
Ah, I see. But you know what?
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it requires a whole lot of hard work. And yeah, I've literally, I can see that you're such a hard worker. But I'm really interested to know, Miller, when did you start competing with boys?
Well, in my first competition, I won, which I'm really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And we started fighting with the girls, and they saw that I was very good. So they didn't really like fighting with me. So they moved me to the boys, and I'm very happy because they're giving me a challenge.
So you were beating all the girls, and now you are still giving the boys a run for their money. You are certainly a talent.
Thank you.
And as someone tells me that you are called the cheetah?
Well, they call me the cheetah in the gym, and the cheetah is also my favorite animal. And she's also very patient, like me. And when she's ready, she can go to the cage.
And now I know why they call you the cheetah. You certainly deserve to be called the cheetah because you are a force to be reckoned with. Now, Miller, if you can also just tell us more about your achievements. What have you achieved so far? How many medals do you have currently at home?
So I have 28 medals. And one of
That's
them
a
is
lot.
The World Championship in Los Angeles, California in 2018. And last week, I won the African Continental Championship 4 times against the boys, all by submission in Cape Town.
And that deserves a round of applause, Miller.
Thank you.
But now, Miller, at your age, you know school is very important, right?
Yeah, it is very important.
So how do you balance school and your everyday life and martial arts as well? Because you're a very busy person.
So, first of all, I like school very much.
Which
is good. And especially learning new things. And I would like to shout out to the best and the most awesome teacher I've ever had, Mrs. Granger, and to the principal, Mrs. Frankel, and to all of my friends in King David Linksfield.
Lovely.
So, I think it's very hard to go to school, come back, do homework and go. But it's actually quite easy because I'm very used to it and I'm very good in my studies. So it's not a problem.
So one can say that you're an all-rounder. Whatever it is that you do, you literally nail it. So you are multi-talented and that's what I love about you.
Thank you.
Have you had any injuries, Mila?
No, I didn't have anything serious.
That's good.
Just a little bit of bumps from kicking and punching, or a little bit of a sore toe or sore neck, but nothing serious.
Oh, then you must be one tough cookie, hey?
Thank you.
And who's your biggest support system? Is it Dad?
Well, number one, my biggest support system is my parents.
Aww.
My family is behind me from Israel, Spain, Peru, and also my coaches have been there for me since day one,
mm-hmm.
and have taught me to be a better achiever, and I'm very glad to be their student. And also shout out to my coaches, Ron, Storm, Jamie, Zulu, and Dad, and my other coach, Mr. Jones.
Ah, I love the fact that you are so grateful. But now, Mila, you know, just before I spoke to you, I was telling all the listeners that we are celebrating you today. Since you are our Woman Crush Wednesday, I did mention that you are our youngest Woman Crush Wednesday ever on the show. So based on you winning the Africa Continental Jiu-Jitsu Championships in the boys division, and you also got recognized for the Sports Achiever of the Year at the HB Women in Sports Awards. How does that all make you feel?
Well, it was a big surprise when Manira said my name. I was very happy and excited at the same time.
Does it also motivate you to just keep going and working harder?
Yeah, it motivates me to work hard. And also, the African Continental last week in Cape Town was very fun because my coaches were there.
Nice.
My friends were also competing, and I wasn't really that nervous. It was okay. I really loved it.
And how was it? How was the experience? How was the competition? Take us through that.
It was very nice. It wasn't that bad. I really liked it. And it was a very nice organization, too.
And Mila, what can we expect from you? I mean, you're very young. You're only 10 years old. You have achieved so much already. What else do you still want to achieve?
Well, my main goal is to be a black belt world champion.
Nice.
And maybe go to a very good university.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe be an architect or a psychologist. An astronaut, but I still have a lot of time to think, so I'm never that
small. You definitely have a lot of time to think about that,
yeah,
Mila. And what about the Olympics and representing South Africa and world stages? I mean, you've already started, so we can only go higher from here.
Yes, I also want to win the Olympics and represent South Africa with all of my achievements. Yeah, also dreaming about that too.
Ah, Mila, we will certainly be following your journey. Once again, congratulations from us right here at Vision View Sports Radio. Only 10 years old, but you just keep breaking boundaries and setting new records. Do continue to beat the boys and just getting those medals and traveling the world and representing South Africa. We wish you all the best, Mila.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it again. For inviting me and chatting with you in Women Crush Wednesday.
Definitely. Please tell Mom and Dad that we say thank you so much for making sure that this conversation actually took place.
Yes, I'll tell them when I get home.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, Mila.
You too. Thank you.
A 360-degree view on sports.